Peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have a very brief message today, but it is a message that dwells with me, and I always think about it. I just often don't get a chance to say anything about it, so I'd like to share it with you today with maybe the hope that you will find meaning in it. In this glimpse that we read about of the throne room of God, we imagine angels, archangels, elders, creatures, and there are scrolls. The scrolls you've read about in the book of Revelations, that no one is allowed to open up these scrolls until the Lamb, the Lord, appears alive. Now he still carries the scars, and always will, of the horror that he had to endure for us. And we often forget that he did it. All the pain was for us in this room. The only one, he's the only one worthy to announce God's message of forgiveness. And the response when he reads is a loud praise, and it's a picture, and this is the picture I like, of young children bursting with excitement while stringing together one after another, hallelujah, hallelujah to my Lord. So it is for us before the throne of God. We know that we're not worthy to stand. We know that. Not in this holy place. But we have received mercy. And that is the point. It's this continual focus on mercy, because we have no worthiness. Nothing is good about us. We are saved only by mercy of Christ. We join all the company of heaven, praising him in awe and joy and perfect peace. It may be difficult for us, as it is for me. It is very difficult to teach the book of Revelations, yet we rejoice because we know how that book ends. And with childlike, and I want to emphasize, childlike excitement, we praise the Lamb because he is worthy and has accomplished all this. He has accomplished our salvation. I am reminded, and this is an old story, and perhaps you've heard it before, but there was a gentleman driving about, and he saw a beautiful pastoral scene of sheep grazing in a meadow. It was so beautiful, he stopped to look, and there was an old man who was the shepherd. And he said to the shepherd, "How did you develop such a beautiful, wonderful flock of sheep? What do you do?" And the old shepherd said, "I just take care of the lambs." And that's our message for today. We take care of lambs. And I know, and I fully realize that in many of our lives, we're somewhat tired. We're a little bummed up. We don't move as well as we want to. I know, as you know, my I don't do as well as I used to, but many of us don't. But here's the point. We don't give up. You keep going. You keep going for the lambs. Talk to them. Work with them. Voice your concerns, your opinions. And I know that there's a reluctance sometimes that you don't want to say much because you don't want to offend mommy or daddy or anybody. But yet, we must get the message through to the young of what is right and what is wrong, because in this world, there is so much competition out there trying to develop new ideas and new thoughts that are contrary to what we as Lutherans believe. And we, at some point in time, no matter your age, grandma and grandpa, or papas, you have to stand up for what's right and to tell the truth. And the truth is this: Christ died for your sins. He loves you very much. And through faith and through his mercy, you and I and all of us will eventually go to heaven. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus.